Recently, more and more Americans have been having heated discussions about
critical race theory.
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 Critical race theory, or CRT, has popped up on the news, in school board meetings, and even as a campaign issue in last week's Virginia governor's race.
And while opponents paint CRT as a looming educational evil
that vilifies white people and demands they apologize,
it is a lie, and it is every bit as racist as the Klansmen in white sheets.
These are my babies, not yours. If you are embarrassed or ashamed of your skin color, that's your issue, not mine nor my children.
Critical race theory is racism.
Many in the academic world would say those opponents are misunderstanding, in some cases willfully, what critical race theory actually is.
It is a theory. It is a lens by which to view history.
Critical race theory is not so much a thing. It's a way of looking at a thing.
One local voice that has entered this challenging conversation is the Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement, which has been hosting what it calls Teach the Truth Thursdays with academics, activists, and educators. Recently, I spoke with Amelia Wheeler, co-facilitator of the series and a PhD student in social studies education at the University of Georgia, about the events and what the AADM hopes to accomplish. Here's our conversation.
What is this series?
Teach the Truth Thursdays is a series of professional development for teachers designed to equip them with content knowledge for instructing students on topics such as racism, structural oppression, as well as movements for liberation and resistance in the face of those structures.
So what's lacking right now in this area of education and how it's being taught?
There's a few ways to think about answering that question. Overall, I think the three things that T3 Thursdays is really hoping to provide the community is, one, a community for educators to plug into where they can feel supported and they can feel emboldened to take on this really brave work instead of isolated and fearful of retaliation. I think number two, we're really hoping that this serves as a place for teachers to learn the actual truth of history, which is incredibly marred by racism, structural oppression, and so on. And then number three, we're hoping to kind of right this omission in schools that essentially has functioned to keep the truth from our students about the prevalence of racism and its functioning in our society.
I know that you guys have an organization supportive of teachers, but there is the possibility, I would assume, of pushback since this is above and beyond the state curriculum.
Exactly, Alexia. And what you have just identified is really the catch-22 of how this all operates. Like, as a former classroom teacher, I was told all the time that, you know, the standards are just guidelines to be built off of. So often that is the narrative that our state lawmakers will use when there is incredible amount of evidence that they leave out critical discussions of racism and sexism. They leave out mention of people of color in a substantive way in general. They leave out mention of women. So the narrative is, well, the standards are the bare bones that teachers are welcome to build upon. And in the same breath, the narrative is, if you can't say, well, I'm presenting this content because it's in the state standards, you are now positioned in a vulnerable place. There could be pushback because it's, quote unquote, not in the standards. Kind of puts the onus on the teacher to make themselves vulnerable in the discussion of these topics.
There's some pressure there.
Yes.
Tell me, who is involved in this?
So I am the co-facilitator along with my other co-facilitator, Chaplain Cole Knapper. Chaplain Cole Knapper is a civil rights organizer from here in town. So we came together after I helped organize a Teach the Truth rally earlier this school year. We reached out to our network and saying, you know, who can help us teach this history to teachers that they might not know? And who can help us teach teachers how to engage these topics in substantive ways in their classrooms that are sensitive and thoughtful for the students who are in the class. Our planning committee had university professors, had university graduate students who study these topics in education. We had longtime community leaders on our board, as well as practicing teachers in Athens. And so what we decided is that each one of our professional developments would be led by a member of our planning committee, because we wanted our committee to showcase their strengths and talents that they've really cultivated in addressing these topics in their own work and bring it to classroom teachers. We share a commitment for teaching the truth in Athens schools, and that we understand this as the way forward towards a more racially just society.
I know you guys are about halfway through, but can people still attend? And who can attend?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. That in no means means that you can't still sign up. First of all, I want everyone to know, whether you're a teacher or whether you're a community member, Teach the Truth Thursdays definitely will welcome you with open arms. You do not need to have attended any of the previous sessions to engage deeply, so they're designed as standalone sessions. Know that this has been designed for classroom teachers. We've had a significant turnout of people from the lay community, so people from the criminal justice system, people working in our libraries, people working white-collar jobs, I think are realizing that they were really robbed of the opportunity to learn this truth in their own school careers, and so they're coming and learning right alongside our teachers. And we're really hoping to continue to get the word out for people to come to these last few sessions so they can really learn the truth about how racism continues to function and structure our reality, whether we're classroom teachers or whether we're talking with our partners or our children or our spouses. We can teach the truth and to really push forward the possibility of a racially just future.
Thank you so much. This has been great information. And these are free sessions.
Yes, these are free sessions. A huge shout out to Athens Anti-Discrimination Movement for putting in a tremendous amount of resources to offer this for free to the community and to teachers. Yes.
Amelia Wheeler is the co-facilitator for Teach the Truth Thursdays and a PhD student at UGA. For more information about the series, go to aadmovement.org.